pop-up Chinese. Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
大家好,我是Echo.
As we all know, over 97% of the foreigners in China are actually spies.
真的吗?
Yeah, and a lot of them are new. And so we thought today that we'd kind of help you guys out with the four rules of being a spy.
间谍四大准则.
Yeah, this is stuff that you're not going to hear in your classes. Now, the first rule of being a spy is do not tell them you're a spy. We've got a clip coming up. Listen carefully and see if you can spot the mistake.
你做什么工作?
我是间谍。
不,我做出口。
你做什么工作?
我是间谍。
不,我做出口。
All right, this is a rookie mistake. It's common, so if you've made it, don't feel bad, but try not to make it in the future. Eventually, people get suspicious.
没错。
What we have here is a very simple question.
你做什么工作?
你做什么工作?
What do you do for a living?
你做什么工作?
你做什么工作?
Now, as a spy, your first instinct will be to say, I'm a spy.
我是间谍。我是间谍。I'm
a spy.
我是间谍。我是间谍。This
is the wrong thing to do. If you have said this, you need to backtrack quickly and cover up.
不,我做出口。不,我做出口。No,
I do export.
不,我做出口。不,我做出口。Rookie
mistake, but it's very easy to avoid making. Instead of saying spy,
间谍,
say something vague like export.
出口。And
this brings us to the second point. Vagueness is good. Be vague about everything you possibly can.
你出口什么?
我出口东西。你出口什么? 我出口东西。All
right. This spy did the right thing. He sidestepped the question by giving a blank, all-purpose answer.
对,很不清楚的回答。
Yeah.
你出口什么?
你出口什么?
What do you export?
我出口东西。我出口东西。I
export things.
我出口东西。Now
notice here that export, besides being a noun, as in
我做出口,
I do export, can also be a verb. I export things.
我出口东西。
我出口东西。You
could also say, I import things.
我进口东西。Besides
import and export,
进口,出口。You
can also say very generally, I do trade.
贸易,我做贸易。Your
answer should be satisfying, but vague enough that they don't ask more questions.
对。To
go back again, our safe answers are, import,
进口,
export,
出口,
trade,
贸易.
Under no circumstances should you tell them that you are a spy.
间谍.
This brings us to our third point, also in the category of vagueness. Do not let them know where you are.
没错,非常重要。哎,你在哪儿呢?哎,信号不好啊,一会儿打过去。哎,你在哪儿呢? 哎,信号不好啊,一会儿打过去。
One way to keep people from knowing where you are at any given time is to not answer your phone, claim that the signal is bad, or breathe into the microphone so that it sounds like static. That's kind of what we have going on here.
哎,你在哪儿呢?
哎,你在哪儿呢?
Where are you?
哎,信号不好啊,一会儿打过去。
哎,信号不好啊。
The signal's bad. I'll call you back in a bit.
哎,信号不好啊,一会儿打过去。Bad
signal is an all-purpose excuse. Unfortunately, if you are in Beijing or Shanghai, it is becoming increasingly unlikely. However, if you really, really want bad cell phone reception. The best way to accomplish this is to subscribe to China Unicom.
中国联通.
They are famous for having lousy reception. So we have your basic excuse, which is, what? What? The signal's bad. I'll call you back in a bit.
信号不好啊，一会儿打过去。
哎，信号不好啊，一会儿打过去。
If you do this often, some people may get suspicious. They may ask you, why is your signal so bad?
Right. 你的信号为什么不好?
Great answer for this is, I've got a Unicom phone.
我的手机是联通的。
And that will put a stop to this line of questioning.
Mm.
The other nice thing about Unicom is that it's very much a local brand. The nice thing about it being a local brand is that it brings us to point four.Which is that you must blend in.
Mm-hmm.
You must disappear like a raindrop in the great ocean. Once you've succeeded in blending in, people are going to compliment you on your Chinese.
哎，你中文说的不错呀。
Merci, c'est pas difficile.
哎，你中文说的不错呀。
Merci, c'est pas difficile.
哎，你中文说的不错啊。
Wow, you speak Chinese not badly.
Mm-hmm.
Or there are a number of other things in a similar vein that they could say to you.
哎，你的中文说得很棒。
Hey, you speak Chinese really great.
哎，你的中文说得很标准。
Hey, you speak Chinese very standardly.
哎，你的中文说得很流利。
Hey, you speak Chinese very fluently.Now, once you've received a compliment like this, your textbooks and your instructor at the CIA or my Defense Language Institute may tell you to say something like, oh, no, no, no.
不不不不不
Or, nali, nali.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't say that. That's for wusses. It gives you away. Rookie mistake. It's much better to say things like, well, it's easier than Arabic.
哎呀,比阿拉伯语容易。
Or,It's easier than Russian.
比俄语容易。
Or you could say, yeah, the CIA has the best teachers.
对呀,中情局有最好的老师。
All right, cadets, that brings us to the end of our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Let's review again the four rules of being a spy. Rule the first, do not tell them you're a spy.
你做什么工作?
我是间谍。不,我做出口。
Rule the second, be vague about the rest.
你出口什么？
我出口东西。
Rule the third, never let them know where you are. The best way to do this is by subscribing to Unicom.
哎，你在哪儿呢？
哎，信号不好啊，一会儿打过去。
Rule the fourth, cloak yourself in shadows, blend in, disappear into the crowd.
哎，你中文说的不错呀。
Merci, c'est pas difficile.
If you have any questions, send us an encrypted email to
echo@popupchinese.com
or a cleverly encoded comment left on our website. We look forward to hearing from you. From Beijing, I'm Brendan.
我是 Echo.
Happy spying.
Bye-bye.